1962, and that goes on to 63. And there is some beginning at first of talking about DNA associated proteins and the methods of separation that we had used, and again with not any very clear reason for doing these experiments at this point. Still going on with preparations of nuclei again on page 9 and 11 and so on. Further tests of homogenization, pH, etc. Homogenizing in different ways, but why I was doing these experiments at all, it's very unclear to me looking back. I don't remember why I did anything with histones at that point of my career. But here I am testing of glycerol concentrations on page 29, Monday, November 12th. So still trying to get good nuclei going on for many pages. Filtration tests and Philpott medium. Thursday, November 15, Philpott 2 made without glycerol, final pH 7, possibly 7.1, etc., with glycerol. But for what purpose is a mystery. Continuing on page 47 and 49, now liver being homogenized without glycerol and with glycerol, etc., and diagrams of what the where the nuclei were, page 55, unclumped mitochondria, slightly clumped mitochondria, more clumped, markedly clumped mitochondria, debris, pellet resuspends very smoothly, but why? A mystery. Other gradients on November 21st. It looks like this book is all entirely related to the, preparing histones again. A new fractionator tested on Tuesday, November 27th, I'm trying to have some way of directing different fractions into different tubes or different parts of a centrifuge tube. Continuing page 77, it goes on and on and on. Argued again on Friday, December 7th, in view of recent difficulties, decided to retest the Argo separation with knowledge that nuclear agglutination requires glycerol. Mm-hmm. Pages and pages of this stuff. Larger scale idea on Sunday, December 9th. Still doing the same sort of work. Liver perfused this time, page 97, page 99, going on with this material. Retesting the homogenization, 24 strokes with fine clearance rubber pestle, largely nuclei on page 103. Tests of other homogenizers, 105. Fairly easy to go through this book. It's just trying to make nuclei. tested 4 livers pre-perfused on page 119. I tested without pre-perfusion on page 121. Page 139, and with no change in motivation still. January 7th. Rechecks of different homogenate. And so on. We're coming to the end of this book. And at the end of the book, the general conclusions of the nuclei from tumour are much less stable, presumably due to enzymes from necrotic tissue. The density is therefore usually low, and only rapid cold work can we expect good nuclei where necrosis is present. Predissection, very important. But again, why I ever was doing this work in this book, K, is not at all clear.